Hey, hey, good morning. We're off to a little bit of a rockin' start this morning. This is David Bowie, one of my favorite songs when I was younger, much, much, much younger. It's called Changes. And I don't know, this morning I'm really kind of revved up. And I wanted you to know that it is Saturday morning, not Sunday when I'm recording this. And yet here I am, I have my favorite orange mug with my coffee. This morning, before I came in here to, in my studio, you don't know where here is, I was reading a little bit from a book by, her name is Jamie Kern Lima, and the book is called Believe It. And hold on, I'm going to take a sip of my coffee. Oh, that just reminded me. And before I tell you what I was reading this morning, which I just got inspired to share with you, I wanted to tell you thank you to those of you who took my challenge last week. Last week, I sent out my audio lovegram, and instead of sending you an audio, I challenged you to create one for yourself and to see what that felt like. And some of you took me up on that, and I loved that. What made me think of that is that Loretta, just beautiful Loretta, was making an audio note, and she paused and she said, "Hold on, I'm gonna take a sip of my tea." And it just was so fun. She's like, you know, that's what Sherry does. And I loved that. It was really funny. I just was reminded of that when I sipped my tea, my coffee just now. So, okay, so it's the book I'm reading is called Believe It. And I'm sorry, I know, in my mind, I feel like I need to just calm down. I think I don't know why. Like I said, I feel revved up this morning. I was doing a little dance earlier, and I think that kind of started my day in this super energized way. It's about 7:45. Oh, and so I'm not going to be around tomorrow morning, and that's why I wanted to make sure I recorded this so that I could have it ready and just queue it up to send you tomorrow, but I wanted you to know. I don't know why. It probably doesn't matter to you. All right, I'm going to get, this is one of those things. So for those of you who are trying making your own recordings, one of the things that I learn when I do them is exactly what's happening right now, which is to be super gentle with myself and to really watch when the judgment comes up. So as you can imagine, I'm kind of flitting around, and what my mind is telling me is, oh, you should just stop this and start over. You should be more clear. You should think about what you're going to say before you turn on the recorder. People's time is valuable. Don't waste it. Which, you know, that last part is very true. And yet, I think that there's a really huge payoff in practicing allowing ourselves to be totally in the moment, who we are, no matter what we're doing. And I think that this practice allows us to try that out, you know, because what happens when we're, you know, talking to a friend or something, and we start to feel that judgment in our head? How do we handle it? And I guess I just want to offer this as those of you who didn't yet take up the challenge to create a note for yourself, an audio note, try it and just watch all the things the mind tries to do. You know, a number of people tell me, oh, I don't like the sound of my voice. Like, that's a huge one. But the thing is, if you actually create the voice note and listen to it from a real centered place, not from your critical mind, I bet you'll see something different about it. I bet you might find an inkling of comfort in your own voice, of like a, you know, like of your best friend. So anyhow, I'm offering this because that's what's going on for me right now. My mind is telling me, oh, you're too scattered. But what I want you to know is we can practice loving ourselves through any of that kind of critical mind chatter. And we can practice together, right? So maybe this morning I'm flitting around. I've got extra energy in my body. I'm kind of, I don't know, like I said, there's something, it's spring. I got vaccinated this week. I feel there's something in the air of change, which is why I was playing. Let's play a little more David Bowie. That's fun. Yeah, I think that's what inspired. I haven't thought about this song in a long time, but I do feel that there's a sense of change in the air. And it kind of, as often happens, oh, I'm looking out the window and there's a little hummingbird, which I think is, oh, I think that's such a beautiful sign for all of us. Just when I was talking about that, just when I was talking about change in the air. Okay, so this is what I'm reading. It's a book by Jamie Kern Lima, and it's called Believe It. And Jamie Kern Lima is someone that I've heard speak. You guys know I work for Brendan Burchard, and he has had Jamie on his live stages a couple times. And I really love, what I love about her is she is the founder of a cosmetic company. What's it called? I can't believe I didn't know that right off before telling you. Is it It Cosmetics? Yes, It Cosmetics. Oh, I love how she did that. I love how her book is called Believe It. I haven't thought of that before. And Jamie, I'm only just on page 31 of her book. I'm just reading a little bit each morning. And Jamie had this vision that she wanted to create a cosmetic line that everyday women could relate to, that would be for all sorts of different skin types and body sizes and people. She didn't want to use the classic sort of model to show her products. She had this bigger vision. It was about the quality of the cosmetics, but she also had this big message that she wanted to share with the world, which is, you're beautiful. You know, you're beautiful. You and you and you and you and you and you. You don't have to look like, you know, what all the cosmetic companies are showing as beauty. And so I hope I'm not giving anything away if you want to read the book, but I think that's a pretty known fact about her now, that this was her bigger vision, was to really not just create this cosmetic line, but to share a message with the world. And so this morning when I was reading, let me just read to you. So what I was reading is she had finally, after just like, no, 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 she was just like that classic, you know, no one would believe in her vision. No one would believe in, they thought people won't buy cosmetics unless someone looks really beautiful in a, you know, in that model way. And finally, she was able to get on QVC. And here's what she says. To venture into unmapped territory, sometimes we have to take the experts off the pedestal we've created in our minds for them and put our intuition onto one. I'm going to read that again. To venture into unmapped territory, sometimes we have to take the experts off the pedestal we've created in our minds for them and put our intuition onto one. We have to be still and listen to that small, clear voice inside of us telling us what to do, and then have the confidence and courage to do it. These are the moments that define us. Had I listened to the experts, we might have hit a sales goal. We might even have been one of the very few brands that gets invited back to QVC. But we would be doing what everyone else does instead of sticking to our authentic mission, which was much bigger than sales. Playing it safe would have meant putting fear on a pedestal instead of love. And like everything in life, when we let fear or other people's opinions govern our decisions, it often comes at the price of everything that actually matters. There's so much important stuff in there. I underlined all of this. So let me just read again that last part. Playing it safe would have meant putting fear on a pedestal instead of love. And like everything in life, when we let fear or other people's opinions govern our decisions, it often comes at the price of everything that actually matters. And I want you just to think for a moment as you're listening to this. Is there a place in your life where you have that still small voice, you know, encouraging you to go in a certain direction? And maybe other people in your life have, you know, laughed at it or not believed in it or, you know, didn't support you in some way. But there's something in you that feels it. And you can hear the fear trying to pull you in the direction of sort of what everyone else thinks or what's maybe everyone else is doing or what's known. And just think if there's something like that. And it doesn't have to be big. Like for Jamie, I mean, what we're talking about right here was a huge vision and a huge business career that she started. It doesn't have to be something like that, although it might be. You might have a business dream or a, you know, creating something kind of dream, but it could even be something like perhaps you're working on a piece of art and there's a call to do something a little bit different than you usually do, you know, and maybe people are telling you, no, don't do that. That's not done, or that'll ruin it. It needs to be like this, you know, or it could be a piece of writing, or it could even be something so, you know, I'm putting air quotes here, inconsequential as, you know, you're riding your bicycle and you feel an impulse to turn down a street, even though it's not going in the direction that you were going, you know, and your mind starts to like flare up, like, ah, you know, what are you doing? This is a waste of time. But there's something in you calling you. I think that that's what's at stake. What's at stake there is what she's talking about. Where did it go again now? It often comes at the price of everything that actually matters. And I think for me that what's at stake, what really matters, is our willingness and commitment, not just willingness, our commitment, our devotion maybe, to following our own compass, to trusting our own compass over anybody else's, even the people that we know and love best. Like, it's really coming to that place where we value that way more than whatever the quote-unquote, you know, experts say, or people who quote-unquote know better, because we don't know what's possible. We don't know what's calling us until we follow it. Do you know what I mean? And gosh, I realize I've been talking for 14 minutes now, and I'm not sure I've really gotten to it, but I feel like I'm right now circling around what I so much want to say to you, which is that we're in a place right now. You know, I've been doing these audio notes with you since the start of the pandemic. I think I started them last March. And now, 1 year later, here we are on the cusp of a brand new something, right? I mean, I know we still have a long way to go, and there's you know, we still need to be very, very conservative and cautious in certain ways. But on the other hand, you know, many of us are getting vaccinated right now. There's a sense of, you know, I know here in San Francisco, there's a sense of the city opening back up. I see, you know, people talking about travel again, people talking about creating new things. And I think this is a moment to offer to you this sense of possibility of what's next for you. What do you want to create? You know, I think last week or the week before I was talking about the spring blossoms, and I'm looking outside and I love it because I've sort of, I think over the last couple of weeks, talked to you about there's a tree outside that I think is an apple, some sort of apple tree, because there's these white blossoms. And every time I'm talking to you, there's more, right? At first there were just a couple, and then it's like each week they're just blossoming, and our lives are like that right now. And I want to offer to you in this moment, as you're listening to this, what is blossoming within you, and will you allow yourself to listen to it, no matter how small or how big, but will you allow yourself to listen to it above and beyond anything that anyone else thinks? You know, as you're going about your week this week, you know, it could be, oftentimes I talk in terms of clothing just because I know that's one of the things in my life that helps me to grow and to trust myself. Sometimes I put things on and I'm just absolutely delighted. And then when I think about like, oh, you know, what will someone else think? Is it, you know, does this really work? Then that can take me totally outside of my own sort of spirit, my own, you know, and I practice with clothing that way, that it's like, oh, I'm going to wear this. I love this. You might put on, you know, you might wear a scarf in a way that you've never worn it. And that can seem like a tiny thing, but it's not. It's those tiny little things in our life, again, air quotes, because they're not tiny, that help us practice trusting who we are, trusting how we are in the world, just trusting where we're guided. So I just want you to keep this in mind this week. I want you to think about this story that I told you about what Jamie Kern Lima said about taking our foot off the pedal of fear and putting it back on our gut and our intuition. Let's listen to a little bit more David Bowie before we head out. I want to get to the fun part. I love this part. If you want to get up and dance a little while you're listening, that's what I'm doing. Why? Because it feels good, right? It feels good to dance, to listen to music that we love. So those of you who didn't yet take me up on my challenge from last week, try it. I really encourage you. There's a way in which when we make these recordings that we get to see parts of ourselves that we didn't even know were wanting to talk, right? It's like being in a classroom and there's a student in the back who doesn't raise her hand, but she has so much to say. And when we turn on the recorder and just let it go, it's like that person gets, I don't know, somehow she has the space to say what she wants to say, and we get to hear her. I send you all of the blossoming that's happening right now. I send you the beautiful morning light that I see as I'm looking out the window. I'm sending you music that makes you just get up and dance just because. I send you these warm socks that I love that my mother sent me, because my mother loves for everyone to have nice socks. And it's true. She always says, my mom always says, you know, you feel better when you have really nice warm socks on. So I send you that. All right. Have a beautiful week. I love you. I thank you so much for being with me on this journey. Honestly, I really mean this when I say that this past year, it's meant so much to be able to connect with you, you know, almost every week, and to share this journey. All right. Here's to the blossoming. Bye-bye.